No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 26th day of August. Welcome, everyone. It is a joy, a privilege, and what an honor it is to be here. Reading the Word of God together in this big, beautiful, global campfire community, celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. I am amazed by that, and I'm proud of my husband. Daily Audio Bible is the longest running daily podcast in history, and I think that is quite amazing. I think that's quite amazing of God to allow His word to go forth in a time in the world where the internet transformed our lives. And I would think that it's one of the biggest changes in the world ever, the internet. But my little 4'11" deep southern Georgia former neighbor, God rest her soul, Miss Jessie, said that privacy fences were actually the thing that changed the world. When we started shutting people out, she said, before that, Gio, after supper, we'd go have tea or lemonade on the porch. And then people put privacy fences up and shut each other out. So, little tidbit of information. The internet didn't change the world as profoundly as privacy fences, according to the wisdom of Miss Jessie. Regardless, we're here because Brian said yes, because God said go, and you all showed up. What a beautiful journey this has been. Today we continue in the book of Lamentations, reading chapters 3, starting at verse 37, and reading through chapter 5, ending at verse 22. This week we're reading the Evangelical Heritage Version. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37. Who can speak something and have it happen unless the Lord commands it? Don't the bad things and the good both come from the mouth of the Most High? How can any living man complain? How can someone complain about the consequences of his sins? Let us explore and examine our ways, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We were disobedient and rebelled, so you did not forgive. You covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You killed and did not spare. You covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer passes through. You make us like scraps and garbage among the peoples. All our enemies opened their mouth against us. Panic and the pit were ours, devastation and destruction. Streams of water run down from my eyes because of the breaking of the daughter of my people. My eye pours without stopping. It will not cease until the Lord looks down so that He sees from heaven. What I see makes my soul ache for all the daughters of my city. For no reason, my enemies hunted me like a bird. They ended my life in the pit and threw stones at me. Water flowed above my head, and I said, I am cut off. I called on your name, Lord, from the deepest pit. You heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my cry for relief. The day I called to you, you came near and said, do not fear. Lord, you pleaded my soul's case. You redeemed my life. Lord, you saw how I was wronged. Judge my case. You saw all their vengeance, all their plans against me. You heard their scorn, Lord, all their plans against me. You heard the lips of those who rise up against me and their plots against me all day long. Watch them when they sit down and when they get up. I am the target of their mocking song. You will pay them back, Lord, according to what their hands have done. You will give them a stubborn heart. Your curse is on them. You will pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. How dull the gold has become. How the fine gold has lost its shimmer. Sacred stones are poured out at the corner of every street. The precious sons of Zion, who were worth their weight in gold, now are treated like clay jars, the work of a potter's hands. Even jackals offer a breast and nurse their young. But the daughter of my people has become cruel like an ostrich in the wilderness. The baby's tongue sticks to the roof of its mouth because of thirst. Children ask for bread, but no one shares with them. Those who ate delicacies have become desolate in the streets. Those who were dressed in scarlet have embraced piles of trash. The guilt of the daughter of my people was greater than the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment, though no hands turned against her. Her consecrated ones were brighter than snow. They were whiter than milk. Their bones were redder than rubies. Their facets shine like sapphires. Now their faces have become the darkest black. They cannot be recognized in the streets. Their skin has shriveled on their bones. It is as dry as a stick of wood. Those cut down by the sword are better off than those cut down by hunger. Those who waste away, pierced with pain, with no crops to eat from the field. The hands of compassionate women boiled their children. Their children became their food when the daughter of my people was broken. The Lord carried out his wrath. He poured out his burning anger. He kindled a fire in Zion, and it consumed her foundations. The kings of the earth and the world's inhabitants never believed that foe and enemy would enter the gates of Jerusalem. The reason this happened was the sin of her prophets and the guilt of her priests who shed the blood of the righteous in her midst. Those blind men staggered in the streets. They were defiled with blood, so people could not touch their garments. "Go away, unclean," people shouted to them. "Go away, go away, do not touch us." When they fled, when they staggered, people among the nations said, "They may not stay here anymore." The face of the Lord scattered them. He has no regard for them anymore. Priests were shown no consideration. Elders were shown no favor. Our eyes are still worn out, looking in vain for our help. In our watchtowers, we watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunted our steps, preventing us from going into the public squares of our city. Our end has drawn near. Our days are finished, for our end has come. Our pursuers were faster than eagles in the sky. On the mountains, they were in hot pursuit of us. In the wilderness, they waited to ambush us. The life breath for our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits. We had said of him, "In his shadow we will live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Edom, who dwells in the land of Uz. A cup will also come to you. You will become drunk and naked. The punishment for your guilt is finished, daughter of Zion. He will not send you into exile again. Daughter of Edom, he punishes your guilt. He reveals your sins. Remember, Lord, what happened to us. Look and see our disgrace. Our inheritance has been turned over to strangers, our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans without a father. Our mothers are widows. We pay money to drink our own water. We must buy firewood for a price. Our pursuers are at our throat. We are exhausted. We are given no rest. We have made a deal with Egypt and Assyria to have enough bread. our fathers sinned. They are no more, and we have borne their guilt. Slaves rule over us. No one rescues us from their hand. We get bread at the risk of our life because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is as hot as an oven because of fever from hunger. Women in Zion have been violated, virgins in the cities of Judah. Officials have been hung up by their hands. The dignity of elders has not been respected. The best young men must grind grain, and boys stumble under loads of wood. Elders are no longer seated in the city gate. The best young men no longer play music. The joy of our hearts has ceased. Our dancing has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen off our head. Woe to us because we have sinned. Our heart is sick over this. Over these things, our eyes have grown dim. Over Mount Zion, which is devastated, so that jackals prowl on it. You, Lord, remain forever. Your throne remains for generation after generation. Why do you forget us completely? Why do you abandon us for so long? Lord, turn us back to you, and we will return. Renew our days like long ago, unless you have completely rejected us, and you will be angry at us without limit. Yesterday we began Lamentations, today we finished Lamentations. These little books, just a few chapters, but they are so power-packed with really important things when we understand the context. Lamentations, a book of lament, a book that clearly lays out God's anger, but not anger sporadically or for no reason. We remember, we read that God is slow to anger, but he does get angry. Angry is not a wrong emotion. It's not a bad emotion. It's our response, usually, when we are angry, that causes more harm than good. In this case, God's anger could be said that it is the wrath of God, the justice of God. Therefore, God's anger is a just anger, a righteous anger. And we hear this, and let's not be confused by this. Our anger that happens sporadically, that can happen because we don't get what we want. That is not righteous anger. But there's that anger, that chord that just does not resolve, that clashes that we talked about several months ago. When you give someone every opportunity to do the right thing, knowing the good that can come, knowing the outcome that is available to them if they just do what is literally placed in front of them, and they refuse. God has kept his word. Israel is in ruins. Israel, as it once was, is in ruins, and it will never be again. And it didn't have to happen this way. And so we're hearing the lament, and with the lament comes questioning God, usually. In our own pain, when there's devastation, when natural causes happen and towns, cities are decimated by flood, by fire, don't we question God? Where were you? Where are you? You had the ability to stop this. You could have prevented this. If you are all-knowing and all-powerful, why did you choose silence? Why did you choose to do nothing? I don't have the answer to that. First of all, let me just preface this. But there's two points I would love to point out. The first is, would that not be a fair question for God to answer us back? If we have the power of God within us that raised Christ from the dead, if we have the mind of Christ, if we are made in the image of God, if we are to love our neighbor as ourself, wouldn't that question be able to be presented right back at us? We are capable. What did we do? The second point is, we hear these questions, these laments, all throughout the book of Lamentations. God does not shame the questions. He does not speak arrogantly. He does not belittle. He does not dismiss. He answers in a way that only God can. But again, the point is, God is not dismissing the questions. Why do we shame people for the questions? Why do we pat it with, just have more faith? Go find more faith from somewhere. Go find an emotional experience that will make you feel good, that will make you think you have more faith. Or you can ask and sit in the questions and deepen your relationship with the Almighty. Padded answers are usually because we don't know the answers, and they're to dismiss you so you'll go away as quickly as you came, and our ego can recover that we don't know the answer. This is not what we're seeing in the book of Lamentations. Despite the questions, despite the devastation, despite the lament, we find one of the most beautiful writings of hope birthed from the lament. Nevertheless, I keep this in my heart. This is the reason I have hope. By the mercies of the Lord, we are not consumed, for His compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. My soul says, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in Him. It's so easy to just fix ourselves on the resurrection, on the new life that is coming, the newness, to take away the consequences. Let us just bypass the pain as quickly as possible. I just want to remind us, there can be no resurrection without the crucifixion. It has to die. The seasons of life, the pride that is keeping us out of relationship with people that we love because we're so fixated on what they've done wrong, that we're not willing to look inward. Our pride has to die. The old relationship is gone. Something new has to be birthed, but we keep wanting to go back to the old. God is the God of the new, forward, new life, redemption, restoration, but it cannot happen until what He wants gone is dead and burned and completely decimated, so that new life can begin again. Jesus, we thank You for this promise. Thank You, God, for who You are. Thank You that You give us new life. You bring that which we cannot bring ourselves. You do that which no man, no other God, no other deity can do. When we submit to your ways, to your will, to your thoughts, when we surrender our pride, our hopes, our dreams, and place them in you, you change the course oftentimes, but you do not leave us. You do not forsake us. And you give us new mercies every day that meet us as we walk into the newness that is you. God, we give you thanks and we give you praise for all of this. We surrender our will to yours. And I pray this in the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. So happy 20th day of the 26th of August for the 20th time to my husband and to each and every one of you celebrating with us. We are giving back in many different ways all throughout the year. And it has been such a joy to be able to do this, to share our talents and our gifts with this community. So thank you each and everyone for your support, for your encouragement. We're just really grateful. If you would like to partner with us and keep another log going on the campfire, several different ways for you to do so. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That's the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you're finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel with your finger over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. We begin the book. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's one of my favorites, and you'll know why tomorrow. We'll begin it tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hey, DABC. This is Walking with Hope in Texas. Oh, fam, I feel heavy-hearted. We have a family member, an aunt, who she's been battling. She had colon cancer, and that really took an effect on her. And thankfully, she's still here with us, and she's defeated that giant. However, once we had a clear diagnosis, or clear recovery, I should say, her husband left the world to be with Jesus. And since that's happened, just her willingness to keep going has diminished. And you can just really tell that, you know, she's just feeling life isn't worth living, Lord. So her family, I just wish, just join me in praying, you know, that the Lord just brings her comfort and peace to her heart and shows her her purpose is not over, that she is still deeply loved and cared for, and that we still want her here. It's getting pretty bad, and she's living on her own, and that's scary too. So If you'll just join me, family, with lifting our family up. And my aunt, her name is Janet. So, all right, thanks. And I'll walk with you again soon.
Happy Saturday morning, Dafsy fam. This is Lady of Victory on Saturday, the 23rd of August, praying for his redeemed daughter. God, we come to you thanking you, honoring you for who you are, because you and God alone. God, and we thank you that we can bring our sister and your daughter to the foot of the cross, God. And we don't come to you as strangers, God. We come to you as sons and daughters with one foot on earth and one foot in heavenly places, God, believing and trusting that you hear us and that you see us. You are Elroy. You are the God who sees not only us, you see your redeemed daughter, God, and you see her heart. You see the pain. You see how she's afraid. And none of that moves you, God, because you are God and you made her and she's human. And these are things that she's experiencing in her human body, God, and it has nothing to do with her faith in you and her trust and her hope in you that you're going to bring her through this. And so, God, we bring her to the foot of the cross, asking for your grace and for your mercy, Lord God, to bring her past this circumstance and situation. God, we don't know why we go through the things that we go through. And while I have not experienced that type of pain, I have experienced pain. God, and I know that the one thing that pain has done, God, for me is to bring me closer to you and to know what your purpose is through the pain, God, so that I can help somebody on the other side. So, God, while your redeemed daughter is experiencing this, God, help her to see the purpose in it for perhaps someone else who doesn't have this body to walk with them, to see them through such situations as this. Continue to give the doctors the wisdom that they need, Lord God, to continue to treat her. I pray, Father, that from this point on, that the pain will be lessened, will be null, will be voided because of your grace and mercy. And we thank you in Jesus' name, and we expect it.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is August 22nd. I'm commenting on chronological devotion for the day. Once again, her Jillia commentary is right on point with a lot of things I've experienced in the last, especially the last year. I got before the Lord in the last year and literally repented from a lot of stuff and returned to Him based on the Holy Spirit's leading. And in the process, you're right, I lost just about everybody that I was close to, family, friends, and neighbors. I was drugged through the mud. I was threatened with violence. You name it. But like you said, holiness is unto God. And I had to obey Him regardless of the circumstances and situations and whatever name it came out to be from other people. But I can tell you on the other side of it, it's just no reward for knowing that you're right in right standing with God, righteous in His eyes. And He promised that He will restore and make straight and make plain and right the things that were wrong and have gone wrong. And this is just such an encouragement every day to just hear these lessons and it be so close to what you're experiencing and that you're not alone and that, you know, you have somebody that, like us, like you even said, been on both sides of the coin, and I have too. So I just wanted to just, remark and encourage everybody. It's worth getting right and getting right in right standing with God. Turn back to Him. And so He will help you through it. He'll walk you through it. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Tilly from Florida calling in on the 24th of August. This time I'm calling in for myself. Those that have been around the community for a while, I've had off and on, well, mostly on atrial fibrillation, AFib, since 2019. And in late June, the doctor noticed in the EKG that one of the meds I was on was doing the opposite of what it's supposed to do, so they said I needed to get off of it. And my body reacted to that quite violently, and I've been in AFib off and on almost daily since then. And I woke up today with another event. So I'm asking prayer from the community. I'm going to try and get off all medication, to be honest with you, and see how my body reacts. I've only got one other one. I'm on metoprolol. So I covet your prayers, the chronological community, in Jesus' name. Amen.